in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you
Picasso,
Slow Magic,
Apocalypse Now.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. News this week. News. Ian, it is. The news is we've been away for 2 weeks. We've been away for a week, in fact. We're back this week. We are in the middle of the Blue Coats Cafe pub. There's an event going on tonight. You're going on to this event tonight. What's the news? I suppose the big news this week, well, especially as we missed it last week, is Picasso is coming to Liverpool. Well, obviously he's not, but his work's coming to Tate Liverpool later in the year. Tell us about that, because it was a big surprise, wasn't it?
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, the Tate were building up to this for a while, and they wouldn't say who it was, so your guess names like Picasso, but didn't really think it would be, but it is, yeah, and it's it sounds really interesting because it focuses on the latter part of his career from about 44, 45 onwards, and you know focuses on his political activism and his views about peace and so on. That's when he joined the Communist Party after the war, I think, in 45, and so it focuses on that. And there's about 150 works from all around the place, and they've been working on it for years. So it's all going to come together next May the 21st, 2010.
That sounds really interesting. It should be really good. I mean, that is a really crucial part of his career, and it's probably the part of his career which people know best, actually, you know, where he was a political activist.
Christoph, the director of Tate, was saying at the launch that people do tend to focus on Picasso as a womanizer and things like that, you know, living the high life and so on, whereas you don't hear so much about this side of him. He did a lot of work for the Communist Party. He produced posters for them and flyers and think even Christmas cards that they could sell to raise money and things like that. So as well as artwork on the walls, there will be a lot of supporting items, the books, letters and so on that he produced.
Will they be selling Christmas cards?
I did sort of cynically ask Christoph if there'd be a shop in the gallery again. And he said, hasn't decided yet. But yeah, we'll see.
I don't know, I think it might be quite nice purchasing some of Picasso's Christmas cards to send to your friends and family.
Yeah, well, of course, it was him that did that dove symbol of peace. When Matisse gave him a dove or something, and he produced this very simple picture of a dove, which then came on to be the peace symbol. So yeah, why not? Christmas cards of the dove.
And that's the news this week. Roundup of the week. Rounding up the week, Ian. There's been a few things that you've been along to. But first off, tell us mostly, Apocalypse Now at Redwire. I won't do the joke that I did about Apocalypse Now previously, which is a joint joke between me and somebody else, which nobody else will ever understand. So tell us about Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, I haven't heard that joke. I look forward to hearing you explain that later. Okay, yeah, there's been lots going on, but we'll just mention a few things. Like Apocalypse Now at Redwire opened last week. And it's a really good show. It's only a small gallery there, so there's a few things packed in. And they put out an open call, and they got loads of submissions from all around the country. There's quite a few from London, and someone from comes from abroad. They didn't actually come over, but sent their work over. And it's a good show on the theme of the apocalypse. And so a bit some dark things going on there. And they're also having a film night of apocalypse themed films there this Saturday on the 1st of August, 11 from 11 o'clock onwards. So go to that. Also, just opened at Dot Art, Green Pieces by Sophie Green. So yeah, her name's Sophie Green. It's the environment and Greenpeace, etc. Green Pieces. good bright show, nice summery show there. Just opened, goes on till 4th of September at Egg. We only had time for a quick look at this. It's called Photographic Memory, and there's lots and lots of works by photographers and they're just really, really good. It's a really good show. I want to, I say, really quick look, but really want to go and have another look at that. And at editions, Magnificent Seven. These are seven Liverpool illustrators, so artists to do illustrative type work, including Philip Marsden, who we might have seen on the plinth last week in the fourth plinth. He was standing there drawing illustrations and throwing them off the edge. And Mary Lundquist and Louise Morgan, and yeah, there's seven of them all together. Really, really, really nice work at editions until the end of July, just the end of this week.
Now, talking, as you mentioned, the plinth, when it first opened, when it first started, I was watching bits and pieces every single day, but since then I've kind of just lost a little bit of interest in it.
Yeah, I haven't seen much, to be honest. I watched Phil Marsden, that was okay, and Laura Davis, the Daily Post art editor, just see what she did. And yeah, only one or two little bits, and yeah, pretty dull, to be honest.
We watched to start with. Maybe it should have been on for a week, or you know, a few days or something.
Yeah. Actually, someone did put a comment on Facebook that someone had just taken their clothes off, and then the police moved in. And of course, you can't see that. That's been edited out. I did try for quite a while, but it's not there.
Oh, we're well done for trying it.
So if anyone does anything too exciting, then you can't see it.
Well, there's the fourth plinth for us. Okay, so that was the roundup of the week. This week, what's coming up, Ian? I can see from the very long list that you have there before you, there's an awful lot coming up. And one of the most important things coming up in Liverpool at the moment is art on the waterfront, performance on the waterfront, big buildings on the waterfront, sunshine on the waterfront. That's what we want. On the waterfront.
Yeah, sunshine would be good. Yeah, it starts this weekend, doesn't it? With the music on the waterfront. I'm not sure if the Philharmonic playing there or not. There's certainly some jazz I remember on Sunday. That's this weekend. And in mid-August, there's the art on the waterfront, which will include people from Tate linking up with the colour chart thing that's going on there. And that sounds really good. And then later on, in September, to coincide with the Abandon Normal Devices event, in fact, there's the film on the waterfront. So the film's projected onto the new museum there.
You know the question that I'm going to ask, don't you?
No.
Are they going to be showing on the waterfront, on the waterfront?
I have a sneaking suspicion they might do, yeah. I think so.
I kind of guess that they have to, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Anyway, so that's one of the big things that's coming up at the end of the week. What else is coming up this week?
Yeah, we're here in the Blue Coat, so quite noisy, busy Blue Coat this evening. But on Thursday, it's the opening of the new exhibition. Well, it's the viewing on the Thursday evening. Opens officially on the Friday. And it's called Slow Magic. And I've seen some images. They look really nice. It's about half a dozen, six international artists, which different approaches to contemporary painting in playful and enchanting ways. Yeah, they're really nice, bright, colourful, playful images. So I'm looking forward to that. Opens public on Friday, the 31st of July, and runs through until 9th of September.
It does look very interesting. Some very nice images. So, I went past earlier. I can see they're still installing it all at the moment.
It's always a race against time to get it installed, isn't it? Yeah.
So, what else is coming up this week? I see that it's 40 years since Woodstock, of course, where I was conceived. Tell us, 40th anniversary. So, tell us, is there anything going on in the city to commemorate that?
It just so happens there is, yes. at Mellow. Of course, this is music mainly, but still, Mellow are doing a thing called Mellow Stock. And of course, it's wet and windy and cold, so it's festival season. So a celebration of 40 years since Woodstock, the art organisation who run the Mellow place are doing this. And so it starts on Friday sometime and goes right through until Sunday. I think the Friday or Saturday night is like an all-night thing, goes on till 6 in the morning. And it's about three floors there, so stuff going on each floor, DJing or live bands or whatever, poetry as well, I think, all kinds of stuff. So yeah, check it out, details are on our website now, and you might see the posters around dotted around town, you know, sort of in the old style with 60s psychedelic posters stuck on phone boxes, hand printed. Yes,
excellent. So they sound great. Let's try and catch some of those. Now, also coming up later on in the week, opening, I think it's, is it on opening on Friday, the 31st of July, Up to Something, the Fab Collective. Now, I've been watching the Twitters about this, so I see what's going on, but you tell us more.
Yeah, the Fab Collective, that sounds 60s again, the Fab, the Fab Collective, which is a group of about 20 or so, I think, photographers, local photographers who've been doing things around town lately, and so they're having, this their first exhibition. It's on for the whole of August in the bombed out church, St. Luke's Church. So we're going to go along on Friday and see how you can hang all these photographs in this bombed out church with no roof. You can't even hang stuff on the walls, they're too fragile and not straight, and the grass is, the floor is a meadow. So yeah, how they're going to do this, that's one of the interesting things, but it should be really good. They're all really good photographers, do lots of good work. So
what's it called, Ian?
Up to Something. And this references the quote from Jack Straw, a speech he was saying, oh, you know what Scousers are like, they're always up to something. But don't tell anyone from Liverpool. Of course, it was on the headlines the next day. And actually, you can take that in different ways. But, and they are saying, yeah, Scousers are always up to something. It's something, some really fab stuff, including this exhibition. So that's where it references.
So that's great. That opens on Friday. Now, Trafficked. Did I even say that? This is open at the... Where's it open?
The International Slavery Museum, which is within the Maritime Museum. I think it's on the fourth floor. They have, as well as the ongoing exhibition all about slavery, obviously they have these occasional exhibitions. Again, it's normally photography. This is photographs. There's this one opening on Friday, 31st, called Trafficked, and it's contemporary photographs highlighting the ongoing struggle to combat human trafficking around the world. So slavery may have gone in as we know it, as we used to know it anyway, but there's still, yeah, human trafficking, human, modern day slave trade, they call it, yes. So it highlights that about... I think I read somewhere about 30 photographs in that.
That sounds really good. And a very important exhibition as well, because there is still a traffic in human beings, even though we're here in the 21st century.
Yeah, and obviously people trying to stop this. It's serious, but no doubt it'd be really good pictures.
Okay, now coming up later on in the week, to do with, which is Saturday the 1st of August, Vincent Falsetto, Slow Magic. This is one of the artists, I take it, who's taking part in the Slow Magic show, the opening of the Blue Coat. Tell us a bit about that.
There's a talk here at the Blue Coats at noon on Saturday the 1st of August. As I say, yeah, Vincent Falsetto is one of the artists involved, so he'll be talking about the work, presumably. I think it's free, I'm not sure.
But details on the website, as always.
Yep.
Now, one of my favourite festivals of all time, Brouhaha International Street Theatre Festival. Now, I know you went the other day because I missed it completely. But tell us, it's coming up. It's been going on. There's been loads of stuff already going on with workshops and da-da-da-da-da around the city. But tell us what's coming up.
Yes, Brouhaha. Yeah, we went to the launch at CUC the other evening, there's hundreds of performers over here from all around the world, and so we had a taste of that the other evening. And so on Saturday, 1st of August, they'll be having the annual parade, which starts off by the Community College Art Centre in Myrtle Street, Catherine Street area, and then goes along Princess Avenue, Princess Boulevard, Princess Road, to Princess Park. Wow.
So, what were you saying?
the parade goes on Saturday, to Prince's Park, and then lots going on in Prince's Park for the rest of the day. It starts from 12 noon and goes on until the early evening. So there'll be the bands and the performers and all kinds in the park. So it's going to be fantastic weather and a fantastic day. I think it has been a bit quieter this year, actually. Bruhar, they've had to cut it down a bit, but they're doing more stuff in other countries. They've actually already been over to Germany and back and did things there, and they're going to do more in different countries next year as well. So it's taking the Liverpool Brouhaha to other countries around Europe as well as doing stuff here.
You know, I had to laugh because I did see, got an email from Liverpool City Council. I'm on one of their lists. And it went Brew, B-R-O-U, space, H-A, space, H-A. Coming this weekend. Oh, there you go. You got the same one too. I was like, how can you just read the material? It's quite easy.
Yeah. Well, I suppose a lot of people don't know what brouhaha means.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Where is the proper word? So what else we got coming up? We've got The Way We Are. Oh, yeah, this is in Wigan. You want to pop out to Wigan? This actually starts on the same day, Saturday, 1st of August. But
Wigan, but this is on Liverpool. It's close enough.
Yeah, we went to Manchester as well last week for the Best of Manchester Awards. That was interesting. So we do branch out occasionally, just don't want to be too insular. But you've heard of South by Southwest, the music festival in Texas. Well, there's an arts festival in Wigan called North by Northwestern, because it's sponsored by Western, Northwestern Transport Trains. Yeah, that's right, yeah. And it includes, there's an exhibition called The Way We Are. The Way We Are in somewhere in Wigan. So we won't make it on Saturday because we're going to Brouhaha, but it's on for the whole week. The whole festival goes on for the week. That we'll still try and make it to that.
That sounds really good. And that is the week ahead. Further ahead. Ian, as we are dashing through the show this week, which it's got a nice pace to it this week, tell us what's coming up further ahead.
Just to mention a couple of things. Coming up in mid-August, we've already mentioned the Art on the Waterfront. So don't forget that weekend. I think it's about the 15th of August. The whole weekend is packed of artwork on the waterfront. And before that, on the 7th of August, back to the International Slavery Museum again. There's a second exhibition opening, again, photography. And this is the one. I thought the other one was 30. This is 30. Portraits, inspirational portraits of Black Britons. Or maybe it's portraits of inspirational Black Britons. Perhaps that should be. By photographer John Ferguson. Celebrating their contributions to British culture and public life. Examples, Lewis Hamilton, Frank Bruno, Charlie Williams and Ms. Dynamite. And 26 others. That opens on 7th of August.
Who's Charlie Williams?
Was he that comedian? Years and years ago, there was a program, We Are the Comedians. I think it was one of them. Not sure. I think John Conte's in it as well.
Oh, John Conte. He was great.
Yeah. He was a boxer, but still great. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a boxer.
I'm better than Frank Bruno, anyway.
Yeah, better than Frank Bruno. Although we did like Frank in his day before he went. Didn't he go conservative?
Oh, he did, didn't he? Yeah, that's right. Oh, gosh. Yeah, appeared at the conference. Oh, dear.
Anyway, okay, so that's Black Britannia, which sounds like a really good show. Well worth going along to. Also coming up later on in the month, Wednesday the 19th of August. I don't really want to say this, but Decomposition by Soup. I hope this isn't photographs of rotting things, is it?
I don't think so, no. Yeah, I don't know why it's called Decomposition. Soup are the group of people who work at the Tate. They work there to earn their living, but they're all artists, and there's loads of them. There's 20 or 30 in this show, and they're all in some way linked with Tate, and they're all artists. And so they keep having shows all over the place. They had lots in the independent part of the biennial last year. Shop windows and all kinds. And so now this is a more standard exhibition on the fifth floor of the Novas Contemporary Urban Centre, opening on Wednesday the 19th of August. That's when the viewing is, the evening of 19th of August. And then it's on for, I don't know how long, sorry, probably a couple of weeks at CUC, yeah, 19th of August onwards.
That sounds like a really good show. And of course, they also refer to themselves as Tate Soup. But they refer to themselves now, or they used to refer to themselves as Tate Soup, but they refer to themselves now as Soup. Maybe the Tate has said, no, you can't use the Tate name.
Ah, possibly, yeah. Just Soup, yeah. And then there was they had a sort of a combat between the NML people. They call themselves Gazpacho. So it was Soup versus Gazpacho. Hot Soup versus... Gazpacho's cold soup, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
There we go. Okay. The internal politics and machinations of the Liverpool art scene.
But Gazpacho seems to have disappeared, so Soup must have won. Yeah, well done, Tate.
Yeah, Tin Soup. Yeah, well done, Tate. And that is further ahead, and that is the Art in Liverpool podcast this week. So, Ian, I'd like to say thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. I'm breathless now.
Good. It's good to keep you on your toes. Good night, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.